Oh my God, it is 10 million degrees in my office. It's my air conditioning broke.
What how'd it break?
I had this total nightmare producing the Q&A video where while I was rushing to get it finished, in the last period of time, the water to our apartment just totally stopped for some reason. We couldn't figure it out, and the air conditioning system that I have is one of these water-based, like, internal air conditioning systems you have to have if you can't put something on the outside of a building in London.
Right.
And I was running my air conditioning, and somehow, because there was no water, it ran dry, and now it's broken. Like, it can't restart itself. Oh, so it is, I think it's 100 degrees in this tiny little recording booth. I'm disgustingly sweaty.
That's 100 American degrees, not 100 English degrees.
Yeah, 100 real degrees is the answer of how this is. I will always maintain that Fahrenheit is better. I think people think that's a joke, but it 100% is better. It's better than Celsius in every possible way. I refuse to be told otherwise.
I don't have a firm opinion on that. Like, I think Celsius is better because it's just what I've always used. I find, but some people have explained Fahrenheit to me, and in a human scale, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it's the one thing, like, I don't know. I've tried to do a bunch of the metric stuff, but it's the one thing I've just never been able to, even though I've tried. Like, I can't wrap my brain around it.
It's something I'll always change to my native one to Celsius, though. Like, to me, it's the opposite. Like, it is important because I can't get my head around Fahrenheit, but, you know. So I would have no idea if I'm told the forecast tomorrow. I just won't have a clue. Is that a T-shirt or a jumper? I don't know. So I need my Celsius, but... But I'm not gonna tangle with you on that one.
But so in lieu of air conditioning, I think I'm on my second liter of carbonated water here. Just like,
do you prefer carbonated water to still water?
I do now.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife got me started on it.
What's your reasoning?
I don't recommend you start on it. Do you drink still water?
I prefer carbonated too, but I drink probably 50-50.
Yeah. Now that I've been started on this, it's like the coffee addiction all over again. I feel like I can only drink carbonated water, and I swear to God, I drink twice as much now that I have the carbonated
water. Well, that's good, isn't it?
I already drank a lot of water, and now yeah. I am... Sometimes I wonder, like, do I need to worry about hypohidrosis, like, given how much I've eaten, or how much water I've drinking. Jesus. I am so... Oh, God. I'm so tired, Brady.
You're speaking
I'm so
like old
exhausted.
School. What are you working on at the moment? Another video, or you've had a couple out. I thought you'd be going to hibernation for a bit now.
Yeah, but you know the summer's coming up.
Oh, so you're gathering all your nuts.
I am 100% in nut gathering mode.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm really exhausted. Because the vlog went up today, and I put so many hours into that thing over the last 2.5 weeks. Like, I've just really been head down to finish it. But that's why I feel like I could barely talk on the podcast today. I'm like, I'm having a hard time because I've just been doing one thing so much. And now it is finally done, and I've got a few more things to do to get ready for summer. To finish gathering up all those nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a really intense month or month and a half now, just of like trying to get everything done. Get the Q&A up, get the vlog up, get a couple of other projects tied up, and then try to be in a somewhat good position for going into the long summer.
How's the vlog doing? It's quite long, isn't it? So.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's doing okay.
Doing all right. Normal kind of start.
Yeah, I think it's normal. I haven't looked at it too much because I've had to already been moving on to the next project. So
actually, do you know, while we've been recording, there's been another football match.
Oh yeah?
No way. Another all-time amazing game just happened.
No.
I cannot believe it. I had a look a minute ago and thought, "Oh no, it's not gonna." Oh my God.
Ah, I was right. You're causing it to happen.
That's amazing.
Brady.
So
you put
so it was Ajax. It was the Dutch team Ajax against Tottenham, And Ajax were 1-0 up, and they won at Tottenham, so they went home. You'll find this interesting. They went home, like, to Ajax to play the second leg, and they scored the first two goals, so they were 3-0 up playing at home, which is a huge advantage, and Tottenham came back and scored three goals in the second half, including one in, like, stoppage time after time had technically supposed to end. And so it was 3-0, but Tottenham got more goals away from home. So they won on that away goals we were talking about.
I don't. I swear, I've never heard of this away goals thing before. This is crazy to me. I don't.
It's been around forever.
It's not in the World Cup, though, right? Like, they don't do that in the World Cup.
They might do it in World Cup qualifying. I'm not sure. But the World Cup itself is on neutral territory, so you don't have away goals. And also, you don't have two legs. Where here, you have two legs, so... it's to stop people, you know, just playing for draws, and I can't believe they got that. While we were recording Goodbye Internet, that happened.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, it's amazing.
I mean, the Liverpool one is slightly more amazing because of Barcelona, but this was three goals in the second half. How late was that goal?
This is great. Again, the universe is arranging itself for the podcast. You know, you chase a bee out with a pencil, and while you're complaining about missing stuff, it happens again.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Literally, that game was happening while I was complaining about the other game. That is amazing.
Oh, I love it.
I can't believe it.
I love it.
They're the two most remarkable semifinals, back-to-back nights. And that means Liverpool play Tottenham in the Champions League final now, two English teams. Oh, it says here, the headline, incredible drama as Tottenham score injury time winner in remarkable comeback while Brady records Hello Internet.
Yeah, I was going to say, while Brady isn't looking.
That's two nights in a row I could have watched amazing games. I mean, I'm not as invested because Liverpool's my team, but still.
I'm sorry you missed it, Brady.
All right.
I can see. Goodbye, internet listeners. We have the FaceTime cameras back on, so I can literally see Brady's.
Oh, I didn't know you were looking at
look
me.
Look of disappointment and incredulity.
It is amazing.
As he's looking at the screen,
it is amazing.
So frustrated.
You don't realize how amazing this was. They had to score three goals in the second half away from home. All right.
Oh. In all seriousness. If I watch this documentary,
yes,
right,
the Formula One one, I thought we'd kind of agreed that you were going to like months ago, and it just got like forgotten. But
I thought I think it did. I think it did. If we did agree to it, I don't even really remember.
Okay.
But, here's another concern. Formula One. Yeah. How much time in my life is this going to take up? Let's say I discover that I actually like it.
Well, okay, right. Say you got really, really into it, right? Which you won't.
Yeah, I want worst case scenario. I'm a total Formula One head.
Absolute, well, worst case scenario, barring like some kind of really weird addiction. But just like if you got really into it, there's a race approximately every 2 weeks. Sometimes two weekly, but usually about fortnightly. And then on Friday... if you're really into it, you might watch the practice sessions. So there's a couple of like hour and a half sort of practice sessions. Saturday qualifying, yeah, you'd really have to. There's another practice session, but then you have to watch qualifying. That's like an hour and a half on Saturday that you have to watch. Plus, you might want to watch the half hour before and afterwards. And then race day on Sunday, you want to watch the hour before the race, the hour and a half race, and then half an hour after the race.
Wait a minute. Okay. You're saying that... I need to back up for a second. The main race... Sunday's the main race. You're saying that's every other Sunday?
Yeah, during the season. Like, the season...
Okay, that's what... Yeah. How long is the season?
I can't remember now.
This isn't all year, right?
No, it's not all year. 20 races, something like 20-odd races, maybe? I don't know.
20 races?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like a lot.
I mean, I miss some races if I have other plans, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, it is a lot. But you can record them and watch them time-shifted and stuff like that, which is normally what I do. Races in F1 season.
Yeah, but isn't that, I feel like that's the whole point of the sports though, is you're watching them live.
Right? Yeah, but that the whole... but with Formula One, like, I just, it is better to watch it live, but if I know I'm,
right.
if I know I've recorded one, I'll just stay off all media for a few hours and get myself mm-hmm. in a little cocoon, and it can kind of feel live.
I don't know, man, that sounds like a lot of time. I'm trying to think about what do for, I want to cut out of my life you, so I have an additional...
I don't even know what you do with all your time. I feel like you should have the time for it.
Well, Brady, with my time, I spend an enormous amount of time on a very small number of videos.
Well, my thoughts on this are well documented, but I'm sure you could make time for Formula One. But
yeah, it would just be a question of like other... the like what other relaxing trading time do I want to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, watching movies or TV or stuff. Like yeah. just swapping some of that out for Formula One.
Yeah.
It
can be quite relaxing. If there's a boring race, I'll fall asleep during a race.
Hmm.
And you can do other things, you know, it doesn't require undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Spanish Grand Prix this weekend. Barcelona. And then Monaco's the...
Wait, isn't the... okay. Isn't the Grand Prix a different thing, though? Isn't Grand Prix a different
no,
race?
No, the Grand Prix is the name of the race, the Formula One Grand Prix.
Oh.
So it's the Spanish Grand Prix, the Monaco Grand Prix, the Canadian Grand Prix.
Oh.
So Grand Prix is the race. It's the race.
This is going to sound so dumb. I thought the Grand Prix was like the competitor to Formula One. Like it was a different league of racing cars.
No. But I mean, I think you can have a Grand Prix of all sorts of different kinds of cars. Hmm. So you want to watch the Formula One Grand Prix, as opposed to another kind
okay,
of Grand Prix.
Okay, maybe that's where I have it confused in my head.
I think, what does Grand Prix mean? I think it just means like race, you know. Does it mean Grand Race or something?
I don't know. I feel like I know the name from somewhere else.
It's just a fancy name for race in this context. So who won the Grand Prix is who won the race.
Okay. All right. Well, I've genuinely put the Formula One documentary thing on my to watch list, and I really do feel like between the two of us, my wife and I have burned out on everything that's available on Netflix. I have this theory that Netflix doesn't actually have very much stuff for you to watch, and they make their interface really confusing to try to make it seem like they have much.
I'm
more
watching
than they really
less
do.
And less on Netflix now. I'm watching stuff on the other streaming services, like, you know, Amazon and Now TV, so like, you know, Sky Atlantic and stuff like that. But what have you watched recently on Netflix? Anything you'd recommend?
Well, okay, I think I mentioned it to you as a possibility for the show, but I don't think we ever did it. Was the cult documentary in Oregon?
I watched that a while back. Yeah, that was good.
That was a long time ago. I mean, that's probably one of my favorite things I've seen in a long time.
I thought that was a bit too long. There was a bit too much. I think it petered out a bit, but it was very good.
Yeah, they could have used one fewer episodes, yeah. I think. They could have had one less. They just did... I don't quite know what to think of it, but it was Legend of Cocaine Island. Is this like... I don't know. It's like half a documentary, but it also feels like half... they made a movie. It's very hard to describe, but it is about a real thing that happened. Like this guy who gets busted for trying to resell a bunch of lost cocaine.
Yeah.
But they shoot it in such a stylized way. It feels like it could be a fictional movie about a true event.
I've seen it promoted and like the look of it.
It is worth watching. Yeah. They clearly spent a lot of money on it. Yeah. There's the visuals of it are great.
Yeah.
But I did find it a little bit, I don't know, I was a little bit uncomfortable with like how much of this is real, how much of this is stylized. And even in the documentary, they kind of straight up acknowledge that like enormous swaths of this are totally unverified. Okay.
Did you watch Narcos? Were you a Narcos fan?
Yeah, I watched Narcos.
Have you seen that Fire documentary about the festival, the music festival?
Yeah, I did see the one about the festival. Yeah.
What do you think of that one? I thought it was quite compelling. Like, you know, I'm not the Lone Ranger there, but
no, that actually fits into a category of I don't know what to call it, but I kind of love corporate disaster documentaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I just, yeah. I feel like that's a genre I can't get enough of. Of like, oh, this corporate disaster is amazing. Like, I have both read and watched The Big Short multiple times, because yeah. that's like a kind of corporate disaster, and the Fyre Festival one is a corporate disaster. Mm. I keep meaning to try to track it down. Supposedly, there's a Hulu did this of one at the same time.
Yeah, there's like a rival one. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, everyone I know who's seen both says that the Hulu one is better.
All right.
There's also it's only like 15 minutes, but the YouTube channel Internet Historian also did a really good video about the Fyre Festival, which is how I first heard it.
Okay.
But yeah, Netflix also has a series called Dirty Money, which is like 6 episodes.
It's on my to-watch list. It's on my burgeoning to-watch list.
I totally loved it. But it's the same thing, yeah. Because it's like corporate disaster. It's the same kind of thing. There's a couple of episodes in there that are particularly good.
Okay.
And I keep hoping that they're going to come out with like a second season.
Sounds like you get to watch a lot of stuff. Like, it sounds like you're pretty good on
that. No, but so this is the thing, is like, I've watched on Netflix a bunch of stuff that I think is interesting and good.
Hmm.
But it feels like I've run out of stuff.
Right.
Like they just don't produce content actually fast enough to keep up with the consumption desires of a two-person household who are like alternating what their interests are.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's actually not a huge amount of stuff.
Yeah.
But if you ever come across other corporate disaster documentaries, like, please send them my way. There's something about it I just love.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, that Fyre Festival one was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, I'm almost amazed that more people didn't get severely hurt that night. Like, night when they all get stranded on the island, yeah. and it's just like a total free-for-all. It's like Lord of the Flies all of a sudden in this campsite.
But there's
terrible.
This weird, like, you're in this weird place because you don't totally sympathize with them, because they were such, like, they were such suckers for such vacuous marketing. So part of you thinks, well, you deserve it if you went and spent all that money just because you saw a few people in bikinis dancing on a beach. Like, you feel like they kind of like it's you don't totally sympathize with them, which puts you in this
you
weird
don't totally
position.
You don't totally sympathize with them, and I think that's why it became such like an internet phenomenon.
Yeah.
Because it has that perfect storm quality of, yeah. Not only is this festival a disaster, but also you sitting at home can laugh at people that you're perceiving as rich douchebags who fell for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm just, it's like a lot of this stuff on the internet has that quality where it's like, oh, it's this thing, but it happens to have this other characteristic that makes it really good for people to share it.
Yeah.
And that one totally had that characteristic of it.
Yeah.
But no, I really liked it. But
and they just had like an orgy of great footage from the making of and the setting up, and just had so much great like material to work with, which is what brought them undone.
That's the other thing. Yeah. If you're ever gonna, you know, make a documentary about yourself putting together some project, make sure to have all the footage and make sure to freaking burn it the instant the thing becomes a disaster, because otherwise as a documentary team was just going to be totally salivating.
Yeah.
It was actually the same thing with that cult documentary in Oregon. I was shocked at how much footage they had.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe how much footage they had of that stuff. But
yeah, they did that.
Anyway. Okay. Cool. It's on my list.
All right.
Maybe I'll be a Formula One head the next time I see you.
I'll catch you later. I'm going to go and I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Yeah, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a shower and stop being disgusting.
All right.
Bye.
Catch you later.